Hello.
Mr. Brown, it's Bill.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was on the phone with John Mitchell on a matter which I'm sure you understand.
Sure.
I got it.
Say, I want to just report, sir, about...
Oh, you had something on...
My visit with George Gallup.
Oh, yeah. You went to school with him, didn't you?
I did, and I kind of want to be awful careful about telling people around this building that
don't
I'm talking
it.
To him, because all he's got in his business is his integrity.
That's right. Well, he's one of the, as distinguished from...
some of the others.
Harris. Well, we talked to Harris, you know, Colson, but basically Gallup has generally been considered to be without reproach, and although there was a question in 1960 as to whether in the last weeks he got a little close to Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
But the main point about Gallup,
that.
Gallup through the years, I think, has retained
yes, sir.
The most reliable pollster, but that's what people think. Oh, they're not always right.
No, that's true. At least they've not ever gotten in bed.
But we don't figure that they don't. The main thing that people figure is they're not being bought.
That's right.
By a candidate.
That's
what it gets down to.
Which is why I wanted to tell you personally
right.
when I talked to him, rather than
understand.
Than
you, that's the way
staff.
It should be. We don't
sure.
pass anything around here.
In any event,
when are they coming out?
Well, they're coming out. They think on Sunday.
I see.
And
of course, they never know. They
were in the field October 8th to 11th, which was after your
before
economic speech.
But before
Soviet
announcement was on the 12th.
Yes, sir. So it's right in between those two.
They missed the Soviet announcement probably had very little impact. Both
mm-hmm.
had some, but very little, I think.
And last night he had 800 samples in, which is about 2/3 of the total. And it had not been fully weighted, but he said, he used the word, there's been a dramatic jump up.
Hmm.
I said, well, what do you mean dramatic? And he said, well, Don, we haven't weighted it, and it's only 2/3, although he says it rarely changes much after the first 2/3.
Hmm.
And it's normally just simply confirms the first 2/3. And I said, well, how's it been running?
Depends how they weight it, you see.
That's right.
It depends how much he weights the youth vote, particularly.
Mm-hmm. So he said you've been running 48, 51, 49 last time on approval, disapproval. And he said this time, he said you can be sure it's going to be up several points.
Mm.
In other words, more than the error tolerance
or
of 1 or 2 or 3.
That'd be very helpful.
Oh, yes, sir. I think.
You see, as you probably noted, the... Harris had a good one on Monday.
Yes, they did.
And he's going to have some trial heats that are better than Gallup's.
Great.
But I understand that, at least.
And as you know, he also is going ahead and asked that question about a black for vice president.
Oh, yeah.
Which he'll have out sometime.
Harris will? Or Gallup.
Gallup will sometime the end of this month.
Good.
So
he'll get his figure, he think, by when do you think you'll get it?
Well,
But he does say that he used the term that it has gone up.
He did indeed.
Yeah.
He said he would just be absolutely dumbfounded if the thing were not up several points.
Mm-hmm.
But he
well,
said,
basically just so it's up some. That's the main thing.
Sure.
I'm just talking to Bob Haldeman and Colson here a few minutes ago, and we have really a problem that goddamn stock market. But I said, let the thing slide around. That isn't what really bothers us. I mean, what. You know, they say, what about phase two, and we're uncertain about it. Don, phase two's got to be uncertain. It can't work without uncertainty, as you know.
You hit it right in the head with the leaders this morning. I've been doing that with the press every day.
Isn't that true, though?
Certainly.
If you want certainty, we can give them certainty.
Sure, you can have a dictatorial edict.
You can have certainty with a huge bureaucracy.
That's
or
right.
You can have uncertainty with a chance to regain your freedom. And damn it, we just got to hit that.
Sure, I agree.
And also... I think what the market is afraid of course, and these damn, aren't they businessmen a pusillanimous bunch? What they're afraid of is that there's going to be a jump up in some of the wage settlements after the freeze. Well, there is, isn't there?
I'm convinced they'll have to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
How can you do it and keep, without keeping it? But on the other hand, John, there isn't any, Don, there isn't any question in my view. The thing you've got to emphasize in the rest is that, look, we've got Meany, and that we've got the top five labor barons of the United States on the line, assuming responsibility for mitigating some of these raises.
That's right.
Now that's going to make a difference. So maybe it isn't going to be at 3%. Of course it isn't. Maybe it isn't going to be at 5%. Of course it isn't. but it isn't going to be 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a hell of a difference, right?
Sure is, and we ought to take credit for it.
Right.
I think sometime before these people start making tough decisions on the board and commission...
We better get them in.
Get them in to meet you sometime next week. And
well, we haven't got them all appointed yet, have we? Are they all
Well, we've got one or two left. We're shooting for a Thursday announcement and a Friday get them in for their...
I threw another name in today, and I don't know whether... he really probably wouldn't like to, but another name that... it wouldn't help his business, but he would be very useful, could be Bob Ellsworth. Ellsworth is very intelligent in this field. He's now with a New York investment banking firm.
You're quite right.
And he's very close to Scranton.
Mm-hmm.
He and Scranton are very close friends.
Hmm,
and
interesting.
Whether Bob would do it, I don't know. His firm probably won't let him. But the name just occurred to me because I had seen him yesterday on another matter.
It's a good idea.
But put him down in the back of your mind as to a possibility. Because you need strong men. I'm glad Scranton's going on. He's a decent fellow.
He is a decent man.
Decent, and he'll work like hell.
Sure. And Rocco Siciliano will do a good job.
Oh, Christ, yes.
He's
and
a good
Weber
one.
On the other side.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Fine. Bye.
Bye.